This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
He enjoyed it so much he went mad.
Information is free.
The law.
There is.
It's hump day, which means the week's almost over. It also means we're going
completely mad.
Why is it called Mad Wednesday?
Because it's Michael and Dean.
Right, I don't get it.
Michael and Dean.
Mad Wednesday with Michael and Dean.
Are you mad?
I still don't get it.
Well, we can't all be smart and pretty.
On Joy 94.9 on Mad Wednesday, but we are not alone anymore, are we, Apple?
No, I'm so excited.
We are joined by the fabulous Ashley Crevel. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Everyone's very excited that you're here. Now, you are doing, you play Frankly Winehouse, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Now, I mean, that's a big shoes to step into.
A big shoes, big hair.
What? Well, very big hair. Where was the inspiration for you to step into Amy's shoes?
I always wanted to create my own cabaret piece, and I've always been a huge fan of Amy Winehouse's. So I thought, why not take this great material? She's got incredible songs, a really tragic life, and also really funny, and try and paint a portrait to her.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's bold. There's certainly plenty. I mean, the music alone.
So beautiful.
Oh, the music alone is absolutely wonderful. It must have been hard when you were thinking of, you know, which songs are you going to, because you've got a 1 hour, 50 minutes?
Yeah, I've got 1 hour and I fit 14 songs in.
14 songs. That's nuts as it is, but it must have been hard to cull down.
Kind of when I was researching her life, there's certain elements that I wanted to talk about kind of naturally came up, and then the songs, because she writes pretty much autobiographically, so there's so much from her life. It was kind of like, oh, well, this paints this picture, and obviously to have all the hits in there, but it kind of naturally happened, the songs coming out.
Yeah, well, now you've just done it in Perth, haven't you?
Alice Springs, Fremantle, Perth, Adelaide.
Oh my God, you've done the whole shebang.
Yes.
And what was the Alice Springs audience like? How much do they love Amy Winehouse?
They love her, but the show started 20 minutes late. To quote the tech, territory folk love to drink, so they were... the show started late because they were drinking.
Well, you're at the Butterfly Club this week, so you know what? They like to drink there as well, quite frankly. They make a mean cocktail. I mean, so does the show go through Amy's life?
Is
it Frankly being Amy?
I'm playing Amy, but the whole premise is she's setting the record straight. She touches on a lot of elements as performances that are kind of taken straight from her life. So her at the Grammys, it depicts her breakdown.
Wow.
But yeah, so it's it's cabaret, so I'm telling a story, but then there's also like live drawn on real life events.
You must be excitedly drained by the end of it. That's a lot, not just a lot of seeing, but a lot of emotion to draw on.
I found myself in Perth actually having minor breakdowns because, I don't know, it's just kind of alienating doing the show day in, day out. It is really rewarding, but it is very taxing. But I love doing it as well.
Oh, I can imagine. Like the music that you get to choose from would just be big. And I hear you've got an amazing voice. Michael was on before and he was mentioning that.
Yes.
But I reckon we should see if you might sing a song for us a little bit later.
I would love to.
Oh, yay. So excited. Look, everyone's excited. No, that was wrong. That's the boo. That's what I want.
Rude.
Yay, that was the wrong one.
The audience went.
Much better.
I had a breakdown like you in Perth.
Yes, well.
What was it like touring all around and doing all of that?
It was good. It was a bit alienating but fun. It's the longest stint I've ever done touring a show.
So is it you and do you have an accompanist?
I did. I had a funny story. So in Alice Springs, I took my pianist Josh, who's playing with me for Melbourne for this Butterfly Club season.
Yep.
He came with me to Alice Springs. In Perth, I was meant to have a friend called Tom who played last year for me. But this year he actually injured himself about an hour and a half before our first show in Perth, so we had to have like a replacement called in pianist.
Wow. That
who was
so
sight
weird.
Reading. It was crazy. It was 3 minutes before the curtain opened, so to speak, and he was just finishing looking at the music for the first time.
Oh my God.
And then I had
experience?
To have, it was crazy. That's probably where my breakdown started from. And then I had five different pianists for the remaining five shows in Perth.
Oh my God.
Six pianists for, it was crazy.
I mean, there you go. No wonder you had a mini breakdown.
Yeah. Versatility there as well.
That, I mean, absolutely. So many people. But you've got to just constantly put your trust in in these people Strangers. You've never met. And
it was a sold out season in Perth and also in Adelaide. So the sold out was quite stressful knowing that. Didn't know the audience didn't know what they were going to get. It worked out okay.
To the Batmobile, let's go.
Love a bit of the classic songs.
I love a classic. I love a power ballad.
What is your favourite Amy Winehouse song?
My favourite Amy Winehouse song is "Wake Up Alone." It's not like a super hit one, but it's just talking about like an old lover that she's haunted by, and he like appears in her dreams, and it's just so heartbreaking. Oh. She's such a beautiful lyricist.
I mean, with people coming to see your show, like they're going to get a lot of great music, but it just sounds. I love that you delve into her life, and it's all really, you know, that deep and intense.
Well, from my understanding, it's the only Amy Winehouse cabaret that isn't a parody. So there's Amy House Wine, which is back to crack, which sounds really funny. But it's not as she's seen my show and she's lovely, but they're very different.
Yeah.
And then there's 1,000 tribute bands. So this is so far the only actual true cabaret.
That's a good accolade to have.
Oh, that's a great. So it's selling out all over Australia, quite frankly. You know, so people in Melbourne better get their tickets. And if that's not enough to whet their appetite, you're going to give us a bit of a song.
I am.
What are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing "Back to Black."
I'm very excited. All right.
And lip sync so hard to this.
Are we ready? Take it away.
He left no time to regret. Kept his dick wet with his same old safe bed. Me and my head high and my tears dry. Get on without my guy. You went back to what you know. So far removed from all that we went through. And I tread a troubled track. My eyes are stayed. I'll go back to black. We only said goodbye with words. I died 100 times. You go back to her and I go back to. We only said goodbye with words. I died 100 times. You go back to her and I go back to. We only said goodbye with words. I died 100 times. You go back to her and I go back to. I go back to black.
Oh my word. Oh.
Spellbinding.
That was gorgeous.
Thanks, doll.
Oh, no. Oh, come on. That was beautiful. I need to just...
Again.
If that wasn't enough to get you all inspired to go and buy tickets, I mean, if the show wasn't enough, that voice is absolutely fantastic. I can tell why you've sold out all around Australia.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you can catch the lovely Ashley as Frankly Winehouse, the Amy Winehouse Cabaret, this Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, No Friday. Thursday, Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. at the Butterfly Club. Oh, why wouldn't you want to? I mean, that's just a snippet of what you can expect.
I got tickets while she was singing. Oh, I was that excited.
Go. Well, go to the Butterfly Club website to check it out, butterflyclub.com, where you can get all your details there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been wonderful.
Such a pleasure. Enjoy it tomorrow night. I can't wait. It's going to be fabulous.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Mad Wednesday, where Michael and Dean talk about their showbiz past.
So I was the Young Talent Time kid, you know.
You know I was on that show.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Yeah, which part of the audience?
Mad Wednesday, driving you home.
But you are so very, really funny, and that was good.
I know.
Good night, everybody.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.